Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin. Good God, what was that? We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category.
But, oh, sorry, dude. I was in the other room.
Come on, man.
Everything cool? Yeah.
Like, you hit the wrong sound effect and super late.
Oh.
Man, what button did you hit, Ted?
Yeah, man. Not sure. I just was hustling in here to start hitting stuff.
I understand, dude. That was
you know what? Levels. I'll take this one. My bad.
Wow. So we'll spin the category wheel. Then we'll ask you a question from that category. Now, here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented James, who thought the word polygon was how you told a child that their parrot died. And found a way to answer seven consecutive answered seven consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
To be a contestant or play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK and send your emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hey, Patrols, away we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4,257. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head Chef is back. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Today, round one of the Super Side Showdown with the Daily Migs Morning Show. From what I understand, Ted, and the smell of it, the guys from the morning show, they are going to bring in their super sides for us to taste, enjoy, and rate the best one.
Correct.
At least two of those three.
And we got some Steve Migs is on sliders.
Okay. Plant-based. I just have to keep pointing that at him, sir.
Danny V is making jalapeno poppers.
I trust that. Danny. Yep. I trust that.
He's from New Mexico.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, man.
Taryn Daly's on pigs in a blanket.
Can't mess them up.
Which I've eaten a lot of her pigs, but never seen them blanketed.
Mm. It's cold
does she
out
give
there,
you
too.
Blanket-free pigs?
Yeah, she does. Okay. I mean, not in a bad way. Jesus.
Right.
But, like, I've watched Apple Cup with her and stuff, and she usually just throws them in with, like, a barbecue sauce and a crock pot.
I got you.
And you toothpick them out. So I've never seen her blanket the pig.
Okay.
See what she'll do. And then the wild card is because Sarah doesn't appear to know how to cook or boil at water, all. But she's on mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some scary stories.
That's all the stories I've heard.
Yeah.
They're if not supposed to be scary. They just happen to be scary also, when she tells them.
But the thing is, when you look at Sarah, you think soul food.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
look, we're doing this
before. Chitlins, we're doing this at 4:30.
So if you don't hear us do the shot of the day, you know what?
Yeah.
We had Sarah's delicious mac and cheese.
Yeah, at 4:30.
So the deal is, yeah, they're coming in today and bringing in their super sides. We are going to go on their show tomorrow morning, and we are bringing ours in, and then they will vote on how we did as far as our picks are concerned, and then we'll try to get like an overall champion or someone we believe has made the the best super side altogether.
And if you come out to the event on Friday out of Black Raven from 2 to 6. I know we'll have some of the men's room sausage there, too. If you buy some this weekend, if you see me in person, I'm going to give you that sausage dip recipe.
Is that right? Okay?
You just got to use the men's room beer broth.
Yeah. And by the way, the men's room IPA is in the men's room beer broth from Uli's Famous Sausage. And it's
unreal.
It is so good. If you were throwing down on Sunday, I'll pick up a package of the sausage. Might as well pick up some San Juan salsa, roasted red salsa, men's room style. Throw that in with your chips. Grab some IPAs. Grab a 20th anniversary.
Pick up
water,
the IPA. Throw pick up out. The salsa. Pick up the sausage. Pick up Ted.
Think about all the things you're doing, all the good you're doing for the Fisher House while watching a little television.
You know what I like about Uli, man? And to me, it seemed like a legitimate question. And like a lot of times when you talk to Uli from Uli Sausage, big giant German dude.
Oh, yeah.
You feel stupid that you asked. So we're getting a new beer, and I go, well, you know, you're doing the sausage for us before, man, and now there's a new beer. Like, what are you going to do? He just looks at me and goes, change the recipe.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, well, when you put it like that. And he nailed it.
Yeah, he does. Because, you know, there's a difference between the red and the IPA. He just changed the spices and the way
that he did it. Yeah, I got that in his answer. All just summed up.
Yeah. Well, I'm like,
I'm not an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I'm going to do it.
I changed the recipe. Then he's staring at me. Right. What the hell kind of question is that?
Tomorrow's going to be a long day. We're going to get in here early, go on the Daily Mix show, and then we're going to head on up to Wintonville.
This was a bad idea.
For the men's room. Oh, we didn't time it out, right? 20th anniversary lager launch party, absolutely free from 2 until 6. And Ted is right. We will have the sausage up there, the salsa, of course, the IPA. 20th anniversary lager. We've determined we're not taking phone calls, so if you show up, you'll be a part of the live studio
audience.
Do all the question of the day stuff. Ted on round 2 of Ted versus the FCC tomorrow live in Wintonville. Last week was brutal. Hopefully the dump button works when we get up there.
We'll find out. Exactly. If we don't get in trouble, it works.
That's right.
Just a couple of texts came in and it says, Sarah did not know how to preheat the oven. I'll leave it at that. Yeah. Next text. I listened to Daily Mix show today, and they said Sarah didn't know how to turn the oven on to preheat it. Okay, we heard this when we got to work today, and it's unbelievable to me because every oven I've ever looked at literally has the words preheat.
How crunchy do you think these noodles are going
to
be?
Bro, I don't
know. Just turn the oven on to bake and turn the temperature on.
It eventually will get
it'll ding and tell you. The oven is preheated to the temperature. I'm assuming 375 on mac and cheese.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never made mac and cheese in the oven.
Just hearing how little she understands. It's one thing to say, I can't cook. A lot of people say that. And it's like, well, you could practice that, get better. Like, she doesn't know how to use kitchen stuff. Like, to turn on the gas stove or to preheat an oven.
And she almost killed her entire family.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God, man.
So the fact that she's in here or was this morning, I mean, it is.
That's a good sign.
We were absolutely just shocked that she made it through the night.
She's not doing anything in here, is she? She's just prepping it.
I don't know. We'll find out. But either way, I am really leery about this one.
God.
This is going to be good. Okay, so the head chef at Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up at 4:30. And we do play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel. You are either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober, our biggest dummy so far this year, as we reset it at the beginning of the year. That would be James.
James.
So James 8 to get one right. And we like to do a little poll whenever we play Big Dummy. And last time, we basically asked you, I don't want to know in my life how much money I've spent on one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't want to know. And the choices were just your hobbies, whether they are something you've been doing your entire life or you have switched them up along the way. It seems the older we get with the ability to make money, the more stuff that we collect and hold on to than we did when we were kids.
We liked to collect stuff when we were kids. We just didn't have the cash to be able to do it.
Right.
And now that we're older, well, that fishing pole that you had as a kid, now you got a bass boat. Now you got a trailer to pull it on. Now you got a truck to take it to the lake. Now you've got a tackle box. You've got seven rods and reels. You've got all these different things. Your little hobby just became very expensive.
And you don't even use your pocket fisherman anymore. But you can't stand apart with it.
Exactly. So hobbies, that was number one. In your lifetime, what have you collected? What is your hobby? How much money have you spent on it? Whether that's travel, going to sporting events, Dad. I know you're big on going to see a college game every year.
Yeah.
Your another hobby is you go to weddings. So you spend a lot of money doing that.
Involuntary hobby.
Exactly. One that you're asked to do. So hobbies was choice number one. Also on the list, how much money in your life you've spent on drugs.
Yep.
Depending on how your life, some people have spent more than others. Alcohol.
I still say with the drugs, it really depends on what you're into.
True.
Yeah. True. Overall, I've heard psychedelics are not that expensive.
They're not.
Yeah.
But Ted, is nicotine a drug? I believe it is.
It's
one of the most addictive drugs on this planet.
Nicotine. They just want to make them illegal because they like them too, right? I mean, that's how things work.
But I mean, if you consider nicotine in there, I definitely do not want to know. And plus drugs. I mean, just drugs straight up without the nicotine. Either way,
if you throw nicotine in with the drugs, I definitively do not want to know.
Well, who's doing coke without a cig?
Uh-huh.
That's actually a good question.
That's right. And relationships. Also on the list as well as alcohol. So you don't want to know how much money you've spent. We do put the poll up for you every week on X at Men's Room Live. Here's how the results shook out. Coming in at fourth place, 12% said, I don't want to know how much money I've spent on drugs in my lifetime.
That tells me people aren't doing, a lot of our audience are not doing a lot of drugs. If they came in
not fourth. As much as the other options.
Right.
You know,
right.
Not that you don't do drugs, but you're probably not worried about that amount. Coming in at third place at 19%, that would be relationships. I thought that would be higher. Typically, relationships, they can be very expensive, whether it's just going from that single bedroom apartment that you had and maybe you moved in with someone and now for whatever reason, you need a guest bedroom. Like, no, you don't. You just throw clothes on it and you throw the crap that you don't want in the living room in there and you shut the door.
Well, my wife asked me last week, she said, which one of these four did you pick? And I said, relationships. And she goes, are you serious? You know, drugs, alcohol. I said, listen, man, here's the thing.
I enjoy drugs.
But my drugs don't produce other drugs that I then have to pay for. So like by having a relationship with you, we now have children, right? That did not make things cheaper. I mean, just everything.
You have a car now that seats eight.
Right. That seats eight. We bought a house because we were going to have children. Like, none of this is cost effective. And look, I love everybody, but I'm just saying, as far as what I don't want to know,
it was about money.
That is it.
I would, the only thing I'd say in relationships defense is even if it's a past relationship that didn't work out, like, I feel like most of the big money I spent was always like a fun time.
It's definitely a fun time. Another thing I explained to my wife, though, I said, look, I smoke, but I'm not smoking a cigarette 24 hours a day. Like, we are married. It's constant. It is like my cigarettes don't send me a text that say, hey, your cigarette son wants to go skiing. Right. That does not happen.
That costs you money.
Right. With any of these other things, that's all I'm saying.
Coming in at second place, 29% of you said, I don't want to know how much money I've spent on hobbies in my lifetime. And number one, overwhelmingly, alcohol, 41%. People said, man, that is the one that I don't want to know how much money I've spent on. And more so than not, and I go back to this, I don't want to know how much money that I have spent on alcohol as much as I want to see the volume of just beer that I have consumed in my lifetime in one backyard swimming pool. I just want to know, can I dive into the pool from the deep end and be okay based on the amount of beer that I've put down my throat?
Sure.
You know, since the time that I've been 16 years old up until now. Because I think it would be a lot more beer than I could ever imagine.
It would be. My issue with, like, seeing the amount I've spent on alcohol, too, is just the dumb times. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, buying rounds when it's already late at night.
Right.
Buying rounds for your new buddy you met at the airport. You know what I mean? Like, it seems fun at the time, but I'm just like, I didn't need to buy that guy a drink.
Sure, no. Sitting at the airport.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
I mean, look, but back to having a good time. Obviously, you're enjoying the conversation. You're going someplace. You're going to go have fun. Hopefully, the plane takes off. I would have to think that just in shots alone, this one I'm going hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, do a hot tub for that. I'm going to see if I can't consume.
Can I fill up a a hot tub with the amount of liquor that I drink?
But I think the caveat on that is how much liquor have I put into my gullet? Right, that's one measurement. How much of that liquor returned out of my mouth? How much does that feel? Because then I didn't get my money's worth, right? So here's the liquor you consume. This is how much you vomited up, right?
Right.
You just kind of weigh the app. So like 10% of all the liquor you put in your body ended up not staying there.
Yeah. And you know when you go to the grocery store and they have those bags of fresh broccoli that are all cut up already?
No.
You kind of hang them. I know you wouldn't. You kind of hang them on a hook there and you can just get like your carrots or whatever and there's broccoli there. All my weed, I want to be put in one section.
That'd be curious.
Just to see how much weed I've smoked in those individual bags. How many rows?
By broccoli bags.
Okay. And I would love to grab three or four of them.
Yeah, and run out of the store.
Sure. Okay. So it would be funny, too, to be like, here's all the candy you ate. And I'm like, I ate that many gummies? It's like, those were weed candies.
Oh.
Just weed candies.
Oops.
Damn it.
So this week on the poll, mental floss.
They shared a dubious study last week that found America's favorite Super Bowl foods were buffalo chicken dip and baked potatoes.
Oh.
Buffalo chicken dip and baked potatoes. You are making buffalo chicken dip for the Daily Mix show tomorrow.
I am.
Okay.
And Castle's doing, well, he's doing potato skins, but to me it qualifies as the same thing.
Someone else said, potatoes, baked potatoes, are you serious? So they pulled 3,000 other people. And America's top Super Bowl food is officially wings, which makes a lot more sense. It was the number one answer in 31 states, plus Washington, D.C. Five other foods got at least one state each. Here are the results. Buffalo wings got 31 states, including almost everywhere east of the Mississippi.
That makes sense.
So, except for east of the Mississippi River, almost everywhere on the East Coast, number one call, buffalo wings. Chips and dip, seven states. Our home state of Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Mexico, Massachusetts, and Alaska.
Massachusetts is kind of the outlier there.
That is a weird one. Nachos was number one in five states. Colorado, Maine, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin. See, that blows my mind. I would think that, I guess it must be the chips and guac and salsa that make New Mexico show up with chips. Nachos, I would figure California would show up in that. It does not. Fourth place is pizza.
By the way, I got a hot take. Nachos are way overrated.
I think they're great when they're hot. That's my only thing. They cool down too quick for me.
All right. You are making, you said a...
queso.
A chorizo queso.
Tomorrow. I'm going to make chorizo queso for those of us with a normal palate, and then was for Sarah and Migs, just queso with no meat.
See, Ted, I think that you were correct when you mentioned this. I don't know if it was on the air or off air, but you were saying that I think the best way to do nachos is a nacho bar. So the queso would be included.
Yeah, exactly.
You would pour that on the chips if there's some ground beef or whatever you have on the side.
Sure.
Build your own nacho.
Or if you have actual nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Like I'm cool with it, but I don't know, man. I just, like, when you go to a bar, like, you want to share some nachos? Like, no.
I'll share nachos, but I'm grabbing all the good stuff up top.
Right. I just think it's the most overrated thing. I'm shocked it's even on that list.
Pizza's number one in three states, California, Michigan, and South Dakota.
Yeah, well, it's pizza.
Cheese charcuterie boards.
Nice.
Number one in three states.
New Hampshire, Vermont.
See, I would think this would be Wisconsin. It's Iowa, Kansas, and Montana.
I
did not see going to Montana and getting a cheese plate. That's just not...
Well, it's probably reindeer meat.
Well, yeah, but this is just cheese. Just a cheese plate. Well, I guess
charcuterie.
Right? That's all of the stuff, right? Just pick up one of those Hormel things with pepperoni and blocks of cheddar. That always works. No one's going to care.
The Hormel ones, or even if you want to be fancier, man, there's some other brands. I do it all the time. There's one that comes with a handle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, it's got prosciutto, something else in there. You just show up with it.
Any pictures of the charcuterie boards from the chick that goes to our watering hole?
What does she do, like pro-level stuff?
Yeah, it's like her side gig, right? So, I can't even explain. Like a year ago, she's like, I got to go home and do blah, blah, blah. Said, I thought you worked blah, blah, blah. She said, well, I do this on the side. And she pulled up these pictures. Dude, I was ready to eat her phone. They look so
really?
Seriously, yeah.
I will say, my friend Jen that lives down in Oregon, a bunch of us had cabins near each other. And one of her things is she was like, I'm going to make charcuterie board. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Seriously, I almost didn't want to.
You don't want to eat it.
Like, I don't want to mess this up.
Yeah. And loaded potato skins, number one in one state, and that would be the state of Hawaii. Now, they What time are they watching this game on Sunday?
They're what?
12:30.
12:30?
Right, because we watch it at 3:30. So I think they're 3 hours behind us.
Okay, so their kickoff is 12:30.
How great, man.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, isn't it?
Oh, I'd be up at 9 cracking beers.
I mean, you go to the pool in the morning.
Also, I'm lying. I'm going to be up at 9 cracking beers.
Yeah, but you're still going to the pool, right? For a little bit.
Pool? How am I going to go swim in the ocean?
Okay. Maybe that should be my new thing.
Super Bowl
in Hawaii.
Now that they don't have the Pro Bowl there, why not? Okay, so our men's room poll this week. You only get to eat one thing on Sunday. Here are your options. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos. Ted's least favorite. By the way, they did ask people what their favorite Super Bowl dips were. Top five are queso. So you're making that tomorrow. Buffalo chicken dip. Ted, you are making that tomorrow. Seven-layer dip. Not a fan because I feel like it breaks the chips. Ranch dip and followed by guacamole. Nevada.
Guacamole.
The only state that gave salsa the top nod. So again, our men's room poll. You only get to eat what on Sunday? Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos? That poll is up now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This is the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, if you're playing today on Big Dummy or listening to the program, do so on the Odyssey app. You've only got 2 days for your shot at 5K a day. So if you're just starting to listen to the program, check out the Odyssey app and listen to the program here. If you listen to 1 hour, you're automatically qualified to win that money. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Dave.
Hola.
Dave, are you on team sober or team not sober?
I'm on sober today.
All right, Dave, welcome to Big Dummy.
Thank you.
Okay, our men's room poll. You only get to eat one on Sunday. Is it chicken wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I'm going with the classic pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza.
Okay. Yep.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Nope.
Not at all. I can eat it all day, every day.
How many slices of pizza do you think you could eat in one sitting?
Well, my wife and I usually split one pizza, so we each get four slices.
All right.
I usually tap out at about 2.5.
That's right.
Three.
I would rather have more of other things. Pizza fills me up fast.
It's the only problem with pizza.
Yeah. I think it depends on the size of the pizza. Maybe a slice a quarter.
True.
Like, if you get a large pizza, I feel like the slices are bigger, so you might eat less.
Depends on how big your oven
crust,
is.
You know?
For me, if I order a medium, by the time I'm done with that the first day, there's 3 to 4 slices gone down.
On a medium, really?
Yeah.
I'll probably take down 3/4 of a medium. I don't know why.
Like, I'll get 2, and then I'll sit there, and, you know, if it's Pagliacci, I'll put down that delicious salad. And then later on, you know, get a little herbal refreshment, but I should have another slice.
Herbal refreshment, yes. All right, Dave, here is your question.
All right.
How many people have hosted the Family Feud? 6, 7, 8, or 9?
Let's try 7.
I'll say 6.
9.
It is six.
Also, we have Steve Harvey.
Is that just here the American version, or are we also talking like the other international version?
I believe I was just talking the American version, but thank you for the monkey wrench. There might be. All right, well, the next question. Who hosted Family Feud before Steve Harvey and his teeth?
Wasn't it Drew Carey?
No, it was...
Very close, name-wise.
John O'Hurley?
John O'Hurley.
Golly, I don't even remember.
I don't remember him either.
Thank you.
He has since committed suicide, believe it or not.
Oh, my.
Yep. John O'Hurley's dead?
I believe. Double check on that.
Yeah, double check that real quick.
Well, your guys is.
He might be listening in his car right now.
I was confident saying that until you guys responded. I'm pretty sure.
If not,
he.
You owe his family an apology.
Nah, he's still alive, bro.
No, all right, never mind.
That's why my. Okay.
Update. I would have known if Jay Peterman committed suicide.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking, sorry. Louis, he was the guy that got like the pig nose, Louis Anderson.
Okay.
He was a former host of Family Feud, yeah.
Okay.
My bad.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Louis Anderson.
R.I.P. Are you sure he? I know he's dead, but he committed suicide.
I'm pretty sure.
We've got to check that one too.
I'll check it.
Blew my mind. I was like, look, I don't
know. You guys were shocked.
We don't know what people are going through. I can fathom that. I was like, he doesn't strike me as the guy that would do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not.
Dude, Louis Anderson had cancer.
I thought he committed suicide.
Wow.
Did someone on Family Feud, one of the.
Well, like, one of the original hosts committed suicide.
Did cancer for a decade. Yeah.
Richard Karn, is he still alive?
Yeah, like one of the original dudes way back in the day.
Well, somebody did, damn it.
How about Dawson? What did he do?
Oh, God.
I'm just going to go ahead and he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Say for every host.
Oh, you know what his last roles were? Coming to America. The Redo. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Still alive. Mm-hmm. All right. Your question. What is the capital of Vermont?
I have no clue. I'm just going to say Frankfurt.
Is that Montpelier?
Montpelier. Yeah. All right. Ray Combs is the Family Feud host. I don't remember him.
I know.
I feel worse.
Are you sure?
I've quoted everyone as having done that. He's the only guy that did. And I'm like, Ray, who?
Oh, man. I'm with my mic and I'm just like, wait a minute, not John O'Hurley. And then when you said Louis Anderson, I'm like, again, I know he's passed, but I don't think he killed himself.
God, I thought he did.
Why you doing the dog show now, damn it?
Oh, man.
All right, your question. What pop star's concert was the target of a terrorist attack in May 2017 in Manchester, England?
Wasn't that Ariana Grande?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Okay. Still alive.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Robert, did you know that John O'Hurley is alive and well?
Yes, indeed.
I just found that out today.
Robert, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. You can only eat one on Sunday. Will it be wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Pizza.
Pizza. And what do you like on your pizza?
I am kind of a mix. I like a little red and I like a little white sauce.
All right.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with
chicken and white sauce and pepperoni and red.
Can't go wrong with that.
You ever had pepperoni and white?
No.
No, neither have I.
I've never seen that.
I'm just thinking.
Why not?
That's what I mean. I'm just thinking about it now. Yeah. And it looked kind of weird, but
And it feels like one of those things some old Italian dudes would be like, no.
No, I will not do that. Like the place you went to get your beer. I will not mix my beer in cider.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not put pepperoni in my white sauce.
That would be good, though.
Probably. It's white sauce and freaking pepperoni. All right, here's your question. What type of triangle has no equal sides?
I didn't fail the geography or whatever.
geography.
Yeah.
Why'd you fail?
I failed geography. That'd be a good sign.
Is that a scalene triangle?
That is a scalene triangle. That is
nice right. Work, Mike.
I remember the term.
I'm back, baby.
Thrill is just offing mother effers today. Yeah.
In bad ways.
I know. Terrible. And none of it's true. And to the one guy that did, I'm like, who the hell is that?
And did Louis Anderson even host the feud?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
But you just threw him out there.
No, my confidence is blown, but I'm going to say yes.
Well, he hosted the new Hollywood Squares.
All right.
He hosted Hollywood Squares.
Yes, he did.
All right. Score one for me, bitches.
Family Feud for 3 years.
And he's dead.
Yes.
Cancer.
All right.
He's gone.
Oh, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Cancer.
Oh, he was a player there. Okay.
How many shows did he host?
He was on a lot of shows.
Did you see him on Diving with the Stars?
I saw clips of it, man. That's, I don't want to remember him that way. You know what I'm saying?
Diving with the Stars.
Fair. Yeah. Like their careers.
If you get the chance, just look it up on YouTube. It's sad, man.
It is. They should have known better.
They don't mention it.
Damn. All right, your question. What newspaper does Peter Parker work for in Spider-Man?
Daily Bugle.
You got it.
No, I would have thought it was the Daily Planet.
Planet was Superman.
Oh.
Daily Bugle was Spider-Man. Same city, as best I can tell.
What happened with Louis on Diving with the Stars?
He just, I guess at one point, if I remember this, God knows I'm nothing but misinformation today, but one of the things, well, it's diving. And they had one of the higher diving boards, which was like 30 feet up or something like that. I think that was the one. Basically, he had a breakdown up there, man.
Just based on the height?
Yeah, and like because of his size. Like basically, he just kind of sat on the side and kind of rolled off.
That's my kid, man.
He sat on the side and rolled off.
But it sounds funny when you say it, but when you watch it, you're like, this is the saddest thing I've seen.
You got to keep in mind, right? Like, Dancing with the Stars has come out, and then they were like, Ice Skating with the Stars, and Diving with the Stars. But look, I've been on those platforms. If you haven't, it is frightening. And you're not, they couldn't jump. They had to dive.
Correct.
So if you miss a dive, you're basically doing a belly flop off a 15-meter jump.
Oh, my God. In 2013, Anderson appeared in the ABC reality television series Splash. After practicing several dives into a swimming pool, he nearly drowned.
Oh, my God.
And needed help getting out from co-star and football player Nimikong Su.
And got him.
Went in and saved his ass.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah. That, like I said, dude, there's no good history with this show.
I guess it takes
one
320-pound man to save another.
To lift that guy up.
20-pound man.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Justin, sober, not sober?
Sober. Just leaving work to go get a crown.
Get a crown?
Yeah.
Your mouth?
No, he's being coronated king.
Or a Canadian whiskey.
I'm queen, bitch.
Okay. Justin, you're only going to eat one on Sunday with your nasty-ass teeth. Wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
Well, since you can just, like, get the meat off really good off those
what's
what I call
them,
flats. I'm
going wings. Chicken wings.
Yeah.
Good call.
Nothing wrong with that
either. To me, it's a real question between pizza and wings.
I think I go wings because I'm more apt to graze. Just keep going. Yeah, graze without I'm getting more of super a grazer. Full.
The real question is flats or drumettes?
I go flats.
I mean, look, I prefer all flats, but on the same token, I don't mind. I'll eat a drummy. I ate a drummy yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, people ask that question a lot, and I realize inherently deep down, I do not care. Like, if they're good, man, like, it's fine. Just put them on the plate.
I mean, yeah, I prefer the flats, but I don't know. We've gotten so specialized what everybody likes. That's part of eating wings.
It used to just be, like, whatever showed up on the plate is what you got.
Right. Now, if they're all...
You know what? You guys are right. And the real thing is, can we just stop calling boneless wings wings and call them nuggets?
Yeah, Ted.
Nuggets or tenders, man.
Again, I agree with you, but I did order boneless ones for this weekend because they could sit out longer.
As boneless nuggets?
All right, yeah. I got saucy nuggets from Buffalo Wild.
There we go.
You guys happy?
You will be.
Oh, yeah. No, the, what's one called? The saucy nugs from Wendy's? Awesome.
The name alone. That used to be my nickname in high school. Everybody called me Saucy Nugs. They didn't.
Reminds me of the one time I had saucy nugs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was that messy. All right. Here's your question. The Silicon Valley is located in what California valley?
Oh, I can remember valleys in California.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's familiar with the Silicon Valley, but that's the nickname.
And it's basically the San Jose area.
Mm-hmm. So what is
the valley south of San Francisco and San Jose called?
Yeah, I got no idea.
Is that San Fernando?
Nope. Not San Fernando.
San Bernardino?
Nope.
Hang on.
It's a Santa.
Santa Cruz?
Santa Claus?
Not Claus, no.
Santa Cruz? Santa Maria.
Jesus Christ. Santa Clara.
Oh, Santa Clara.
Yeah, the stadium's in Santa Clara.
Right. By the way, somebody texted in. I'm going to edit the men's room Wikipedia page to say the thrill has passed away.
That was a shock to hear, man.
By suicide.
Right. Several Family Feud hosts.
We don't do facts.
That's right.
All right, your question. Who was the original voice for Mickey Mouse before Ted took over?
Oh, dang, what's it? He married Minnie, too, right?
He did, yes.
It's like the only fact that I actually know about them. No idea on the actual name.
Does he wear number 72 here in Seattle? Big Walt?
Yeah, Walt Disney. Walt Disney was the original voice of Mickey Mouse.
It wasn't Walter Jones.
Correct.
Walt Disney, but yeah, it was Walter Jones.
All right. Okay, sorry.
No. I just think it's exciting how Walt Jones, besides being one of the greatest Seahawks, NFL Hall of Famer, famer, also voiced Mickey.
Yeah, you didn't know that man.
Legend.
Ha ha. Welcome to Mickey's Funhouse, kid. Hot diggity dog.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
You know the rest. Sing it with me. No, seriously. Sing it with me. See if I'm playing. Mickey will slap a bitch. Make no mistake. That's when he lost his gig.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe they can ask him about it tomorrow in the morning show. They're talking to him about it.
Yeah.
We should send him an email. Ask him about the time that he provided Mickey Mouse's voice. That's what you guys talking about.
Best to ever do it.
Mickey Mouse. All right, Justin, your question. What state is known as the Land of Lincoln?
He's tied to a lot of different states, too.
Was this the one he was born but didn't live in, or is this the one he lived in but was not born?
I believe he was born here.
He was born here, okay. But didn't really spend any quality time in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured that one. It's also where they invented Lincoln Logs.
Is that because of the cabin he grew up in?
I have no idea. I'm just talking ass.
Beastie Boys got a license for it.
Oh, so it's not okay.
Any guesses, Justin? What state?
Let's go Arkansas.
I guess, so you're saying it's Illinois.
Illinois.
Even though his cabin is in Kentucky.
Right.
See, he moved around a bit.
Because he was born in Illinois. So they claimed his ass. And he's like, I love it so much, I'm going to live in a different state.
Yeah, more people would know me in the state of Washington than Maryland.
Oh, for sure.
But I was born in Maryland and lived there for 23 years. So, like, when I die, I wonder who will claim me.
No one.
Oh,
sorry, man. And bury you next to Louis Anderson. All right, your question.
It's harsh in here today.
What country is the cell phone company Nokia from? Nokia.
Oh,
is it Japan, China, Thailand, or Finland?
Finland.
Finland, yep. Yeah. Whatever happened to them, man? They were like the top of the market back in the day when cell phones were kind of
the walkie-talkie one, weren't they?
No, that was Motorola, I believe.
Motorola did the walkie-talkie.
Nokia just had one that was not a flip phone. They might have had a flip phone, but they were one of the ones that just seemed to be the phone
sturdy one, right?
At the time. That, like,
they still have phones.
They do, but I mean, now it's Android and iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. Back then it was Nokia, Ericsson, or
Ericsson,
Motorola.
Yep.
One of those three. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madam.
Hola. Raymond, sober, not sober.
Just took my first hit, so
all right.
It'll be baked in a minute.
All right. Good for you, Raymond. Okay. We'll be there with you when it settles in. Okay, on men's room poll,
right.
Only eat one on Sunday. Raymond, you going to take wings, sliders, pizza, or nachos?
I'm going to take nachos. Sorry, Ted.
Nachos.
You can have like a nice nacho bar or something.
Okay.
Dude, it's all right. I get it. A lot of people like nachos. I just feel like it's an overrated food.
I think they're good when they're hot and only the chips up top. Right? Because once you get rid of the outside perimeter, then it's just lukewarm chips.
Yeah.
But like an olive fell in there, and there's like a dribble of cheese. But yeah, I go for the big cheesy old crap I can eat. Like, all right, here's your question. How many moons does Mars have?
Two.
Two. All right, one of them.
That was a total guess.
I could tell by the way you said it, but you got it right, man.
Bonus question. What's their names?
Bonus question. Oh, Phobos and... Dionysus or something like that.
I'm Phobos
is
one.
Why are you surprised?
Well, Mars is smaller than Earth, so they're teeny tiny.
They're teeny tiny. Basically, they're just asteroids stuck in its orbit.
You nailed it. Phobos or Deimos.
Bam!
Look out.
All right, but our 50-50 question for you. True or false, California is home to the Desert of Death?
True.
False. I have no idea where the Desert of Death is.
Well, there's Death Valley.
There's Death Valley, but
desert.
Not the Desert of Death.
Uh-huh. Okay. More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.